Peacock Original. A crescent moon shines brightly in a star-studded sky. DreamWorks. Megamind steps into frame and makes a shooing motion. Two brain bots fly a backdrop with the DreamWorks logo on it away, revealing Megamind's lair.
Okay, okay, that's enough of that. Hello, loyal viewers. Like me, you probably never thought this day would come. I see some old friends. I see new friends. I see friends who frankly should put some pants on and venture outside occasionally. Seriously, get some sun. But for those who are just joining us, here's a little something to catch you up in the form of my incredibly exciting superhero origin story.
He plays a video.
Metrocity. A city full of danger, and only Metro Man was strong enough to defend it from evil. Until I totally kicked his butt!
A giant laser obliterates a building. Megamind struts.
That's me, Megamind, incredibly handsome criminal genius and master of all villainy. But without a hero to fight, I felt lonely. So I created a new superhero to play with named Titan. Unfortunately, he was a worse villain than I ever was.
Megamind flees from Titan.
It was then I realized my destiny was not to be a supervillain, but a superhero. I defeated Titan and saved the day.
He stands before a crowd.
I became Megamind, defender of Metrocity. But little did I know, my greatest challenge was yet to come.
A title appears, Megamind versus the Doom Syndicate. Numerous fish swim in a large tank in the aquarium. Three face each other.
You're in my personal space, bro.
Oh, well, excuse me for swimming.
I don't think that was a sincere apology.
It's not.
Both of you clam up.
Men on the roof wear fish costumes.
We got work to do. Go fish.
A man in a green costume cuts a circle into a skylight with a swordfish-shaped saw. The other two men, one in blue and one in orange, prop up fishing poles around the hole.
Here goes!
The men hook the ends of the fishing poles into the tops of their costumes and rappel down the hole. The orange robber holds a fishbowl.
There it is!
Catch of the day!
The green robber saws a hole in a tank with a fish covered in diamond-like studs on it. The orange robber catches it in his fishbowl.
Ooh, this little baby's gonna be worth a fortune in the black fish market!
An enormous swarm of brain bots descends upon the robbers. They fly off, revealing Megamind and Minion.
You'd think with all the time you guys spend swimming in shoals, you'd be smarter.
Megamind?
I knew it was only a matter of time before the Go Fish Gang tried to steal the diamond-encrusted koi on loan from the Beijing Water Palace. It's something the old evil me would have done way back in the day.
Sir, way back in the day was just 2 days ago.
That's all? Time certainly drags when you're a good guy.
Minion, how could you possibly serve a bad guy who's turned hero?
Quick correction there. Due to a cease and desist order from popular fast food chain Mr. Minion's Meatsicles, I can no longer call myself Minion. So, Megamind gave me a new name. Old Chum. It means old friend.
Yeah? Well, Chum also means something else. Shark bait!
He flings his swordfish at a tank.
Wait, Chum means shark bait?
Why, yes, sharks love bait. It's a term of endearment.
Aww.
The tank breaks, and a shark bursts out.
Looks like we're both about to be shark bait!
Not for long.
Megamind zaps the shark with his ray gun, turning it into a glowing cube.
Huh. Apex predators are a whole lot cuter when you can put them in your pocket. They're getting away, sir!
Brainbot 227, launch Porta Prison!
A brainbot traps the robbers in a laser cage.
Hey, what's going on here?
That ought to hold you until we can transfer you to your fishbowls. In jail.
The brainbot sparks, and the cage vanishes.
Whoopsie.
Chum, this is beyond embarrassing!
Sorry, sir.
Hey, Megamind, your gadgets are like the Titanic. A total disaster.
How dare you? The Titanic was a delight for most of the journey. After them!
Megamind and Chum sprint out of the aquarium after the robbers. A fish-shaped tank pulls up, and a turret extends from its mouth.
Ooh, they're in a fish tank!
The turret fires a geyser of water at Megamind and Chum, launching them down the street past civilians.
you were great villains, but as heroes, you guys are all wet! Let's finish them off!
The tank charges.
Chum, cube me.
Chum hands Megamind the cube. He chucks it into the turret of the tank. It bounces inside the tank's control room.
Huh? Bullseye!
Megamind snatches a water bottle from the ground and rushes to the tank. He leaps onto the turret and runs to the roof. He opens the entry hatch before biting the cap off the bottle.
Water in the hole!
He throws the bottle into the control room. It leaks water onto the cube, and the shark erupts from it. Megamind jumps to the road as the tank loses control. It drives toward a woman and two kids.
Sir, those bystanders are about to get squished!
It does not look good for them.
Oh, right, I'm a hero now. May I suggest the porthole bazooka?
You read my mind, chum.
Megamind fires an energy glob at the woman and two kids. It turns into a portal in front of them and swallows the tank. Megamind blasts another portal from the bazooka. The tank hurtles out, crashing through a window into the aquarium. The robbers hug each other on the tank as it sits on the entry fountain. The shark leaps at the men from the fountain.
Crime. It's a hard halibut to break. Ugh, Chum, make a note. No more puns. They're beneath us.
Oh, halibut! Like the fish! Brilliant, sir! Just brilliant!
A cop puts the robbers in a cruiser.
And tell all your evil friends, Metrocity has a new defender, and his name is Megamind!
The cruiser peels out. Megamind smirks and waves.
Aren't you forgetting another defender, sir?
Don't think so.
You didn't by chance forget about someone who, I don't know, say gallantly fought by your side?
Oh, of course! How could I possibly have forgotten? Chum, my friend.
Yes, sir?
He grabs the broken brain bot.
Fix Brainbot 227. That short out was a little embarrassing. Remember, I have a superheroic image to maintain.
Chum gapes as Megamind leaves. Roxanne holds a mic in front of a crowd.
Crime continues to plunge since Megamind saved Metro City from the clutches of evil. But now, villains, many who flew below Metro Man's radar, are coming out of the woodwork. So far, our new blue hero seems up to the task. And while many changes are afoot in Metro City, the one constant is me, Roxanne Ritchie, reporting on the accomplishments of others. Huh. Honestly, how did that sound?
Like you just realized you've lost all interest in your job and you're going through the motions. Other than that, slam dunk!
And you are?
Keiko Morita, president of Megamind's number one streaming online fan club, Megawatch, covering all things blue and superheroic in Metro City.
Okay.
Have time for a few questions?
What is happening right now?
Roxanne Ritchie, you just helped Megamind save the city from Titan. So what's your awesome next step?
Next step? And are you recording this?
Don't worry, it's great. Obviously, you're too cool to be just on television. You're a shark. You have to keep moving, girl. You gotta have a side hustle.
You're not wrong. I don't know. Reporting is important, but Megamind has been a hero for only a few days, and he's already making a big difference in this city. Can't help thinking maybe there's a way I can be doing more, too.
The girl records her.
Wait, why am I telling you this? How old are you again?
You first.
Touché.
What you need to do is find the thing you want to do and go for it. Look at me. A few weeks ago, I was a middle schooler sitting in detention. Now, I'm streaming a show with 500,000 subscribers.
Did you say 500,000? That's like 10 times my audience, not counting family and pets.
Gotta go. Want to get a better shot of the ceremony before it starts. Good talk, though.
Yeah, good talk. 500,000.
The mayor.
For his ongoing heroic actions as Metro's defender, I award Megamind the key to our fair city. I mean, why not? Right?
Thank you. You're very kind.
Megamind struggles to lift a massive key.
Chum, be a good assistant and deal with this for me.
Megamind throws the key at Chum's head, then steps to a podium.
Been getting some feedback that some of my speeches have been running a little long. So I cut this one down to step length.
Chum lumbers away.
Since the dawn of time, man has been dealing with good versus evil.
Hey, Chum. How's the new hero gig going?
Everything's changed for him. Me, not so much.
I know what you mean.
I thought I was more to him. I thought I was like his sidekick.
but he still just sees me as the minion who fixes his brain bots and washes his socks.
You know, someone very recently told me, if you know what you want, go for it. So tell Megamind you want a promotion to sidekick.
Oh, it's not a minion's place to...
But you're not a minion. You're more than that. Maybe you just need to remind him how valuable you really are. Speak from the heart.
You're right. I need to speak from the heart.
And that's why you're all so lucky to have me as your hero. Megamind out!
The girl rushes up.
Excuse me. Megamind? I'm Keiko Morita, president of your fan club.
President? Oh, I have nothing but respect for those who assume power.
Then you'll love this. I'm also your new social media manager, streaming content creator, and image consultant.
Those are a lot of words I don't understand.
Whoa, is that the disguise generator? Can I try it?
Don't touch that. It's a highly sophisticated electronic device.
It's cool. My generation was born tech-savvy.
Really? Then I suppose this is one of those smarty pants phones with a calculator built right in.
Okay, wow. That proves you really need my help. You were threatening the city a few days ago. Now you're defending it. People want to know who the new heroic Megamind is. I'll help you show them.
You have a lot of energy. Did you just consume a pound of sugar?
Nope. I'm like this naturally.
Must be exhausting.
I want to be a crime fighter, just like you. You know, part of the team.
Oh, here's the thing. I don't do teams. I'm more of a solo act, but you're adorable in a pushy sort of way. So here's a souvenir.
It's either a paperweight or a flash grenade. I can't remember which, so careful with that.
He'll come around.
Here he comes. You ready?
Oh, absolutely. Have the brain bots program an algorithm for a surefire negotiation speech.
Not what I meant by speaking from the heart.
Ah, there you are, Chum. Let's head back to the lair. Those socks aren't gonna wash themselves.
Chum taps his robotic chest while holding a card.
Good afternoon! Do you aspire for success? I bet you do. Well, insert boss's name here. While I humbly appreciate the opportunities you've given me since we've altered the mission statement of our organization, I'm confident I could achieve more. I believe I have made significant contributions to the new paradigm and wish for positional advancement befitting my more than adequate executions of said opportunities.
Chum taps his chest. He beams as Megamind raises a brow with his arms crossed.
Chum, you're talking gibberish. Might be time to change your bowl water again.
What I'm trying to ask...
Chum wants a promotion. He wants to be your sidekick.
Sidekick? That's a big change. I don't think you've thought through this, old friend. We've got a dynamic here. I'm the hero. You're the guy who gets to hang out with the hero. Now, with that firmly reestablished, let's go get some churros.
Sir, if you don't recognize my contributions, maybe it's time for me to explore other opportunities.
Okay. Well, if you feel that strongly about it.
Oh. Okay, then. If you feel that strongly about me feeling strongly about it...
I feel strongly about you feeling strongly that I feel strongly about you feeling strongly.
Okay, we get it. Everyone's feeling strongly.
No, Roxanne. Who am I to clip Chum's wings? I say fly, you magnificent dove.
Yes, I will fly. I thank you for all the good times we had.
We part now on friendly terms.
Chum and Megamind stiffly shake hands. Chum's gaze lingers on Megamind as he leaves him. Chum's face drops.
I'll be a monkey's uncle. He's really walking away this time.
I don't believe you.
It's just a figure speech. I'm not really a monkey's uncle.
I mean, I can't believe you just let him quit.
Relax. It's a negotiation tactic. Like the time he went on a hunger strike because he wanted a pet parakeet.
What did you do then?
I waited him out until he finally gave in. Parakeets are poop machines. Oh, everything is changing so fast. Sometimes I miss the simplicity of the bad old days.
Megamind drives off in his car, releasing a thick cloud of smoke. A mini cloud spirals in a costume woman's hand and flashes with lightning. She blows it away.
I hereby call this meeting of the Doom Syndicate to order. First order of business, evil villain roll call. Lady Doppler, evil witch of weather, present.
peer pressure. Master of hypnotism and all-around super bad guy is also present, no?
Behemoth, burning hunk of burning rock, also bring present.
Fire plumes from him.
My lover friend, present means one is here.
Huh?
Oh, that's okay, Behemoth. It's the thought that counts, hmm?
Okay, I think that's just about everyone.
Aren't you forgetting someone? The master of nightmares, the duke of darkness, the broken nightlight in your cold bedroom. Sit and tremble as you gaze upon the frightening sight of Lord 99.
That is like the least frightening villain name ever!
Why did you change it from Fright Night? That was so much better.
What are you talking about? It's Nighty Night. It's like a night that's even darker than a usual night. Plus, I'm an actual night, which is also super dark.
But is it dark?
On to serious business. It seems our former leader, Megamind, just got himself a new gig.
Breaking news. Megamind gets the key to the city as Metro City's newest hero.
No way!
As leader, I've decided it's time to pay Megamind a visit.
Say what? Behemoth leader!
You are not the leader. It is moi!
No, Megamind gave me his darkest blessing.
Raise your hand if you also think Megamind left you in charge.
I do.
Ugh, seriously? How many leaders think we should pay Megamind a visit?
I do.
Fine, it's settled then.
I agree, but there is just one little thing to take care of first.
They sit in prison.
Hey, Doomy Glooms! No scheming during lunch!
This was a nice place to lay low for a while, but we've got some business to take care of.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Nighty Knight pulls a shadow from a wall and lobs it at a guard, binding his arms and making him fall from a railing onto another guard.
I can't move!
Pierre Pressure conjures an energy spiral.
I think you'll have problems hitting the alarm if you are trapped in an invisible box.
Help! I'm trapped in an invisible box!
The other guard feels the air. Two guards stand in front of a door.
Behemoth, go gravel.
Behemoth turns his huge volcanic body into gravel. Lady Doppler conjures a tornado that sucks up the gravel and blows it through an air vent. It drops into a security room and reforms into Behemoth. He smashes a control panel, opening the doors.
No, please don't hurt me!
We'll show ourselves out.
The villains burst through a brick wall and stride outside.
Megamind, here we come.
Roxanne drives a news van.
Ever feel like you're driving to the same job, drinking the same coffee, wearing the same outfit almost every day?
Yeah.
Have you been wondering if there's more you could be doing to spice up your life?
Yeah.
We have the answer. Have a Mr. Minions Meatsicle. Protein on the go.
Okay, that really underdelivered.
Roxanne, I'm in great danger!
A holograph of Megamind's head appears. Roxanne swerves and parks.
How are you doing this?
Through the bobblehead of myself I gave to you as a present. It's a tracking device so I can look out for you.
I'm flattered by this invasion of my privacy.
Come to the lair immediately. My very life may depend on it!
Hang on! I'll be right there.
Roxanne floors it and speeds down the busy road. She quickly parks in front of Megamind's lair. Holding a crowbar, she kicks the door in.
Megamind?
I'm in the kitchen! Hurry!
She rushes into the kitchen.
How dare you defy me, you!
What is happening?
I'll tell you what's happening. This disrespectful toaster pastry refuses to toast!
I thought this was a matter of life and death!
Newsflash, I need food or I'll starve! Besides, I couldn't reach the pancakes!
A pancake falls.
Newsflash, toasters need to be plugged in or they won't work!
Show me what you did, sorceress!
Maybe you should call Chum?
I'm fully capable of taking care of myself. One question, how does one go about taking care of oneself? The intruder alert! Thank goodness!
Isn't that bad?
It's Chum. He's always setting that off. Looks like someone couldn't bear to be without me.
Megamind swaggers into the main room.
Well, well, look who finally decided to cross.
Come on, Megamind. Is that any way to welcome your old crew?
I mean, what an unpleasant surprise! My old evil supervillain team!
You must be so stoked to see us!
Stoked doesn't begin to describe it, Fright Knight.
Get this. He now wants to be called Nighty Knight.
It's scarier!
Oh, yes. I'm terrified.
See? Megamind gets my darkness. That's why he left me in charge.
But that's not why we're here. We heard all about your new job.
You did?
Yeah! You think we were gonna let that go without paying you a visit?
Let him have it, Bohemoth!
Behemoth raises his arms.
Guys, can't we just talk to...
Behemoth swings his arms, then drops confetti.
Congratulations!
What?
He's a horrible which nobody can deny, because he's now their evil overlord and they're likely to receive an unusually cruel punishment.
Oh, yeah!
Imagine! The entire city thinks you are a hero!
When you said lay low in prison and wait for your signal,
we had no idea it was gonna be this!
Not even I could conjure such an illusion.
It's dark. It's messed up. And I love it.
Nighty Knight hugs Megamind.
Oh, yeah. That's the stuff.
You think I'm pretending to be a hero?
Huh?
Oh.
And you'd be right, of course. That was absolutely my intention.
There's no way Megamind could be real hero. That would be great betrayal and cause much anger in Behemoth. But you're not so Behemoth happy.
Oh.
Where is Monsieur Mignon? The robot poisson that would keep your place so span and spiky.
Oh, chum. He's not here because, corporate shake-up. Lots of internal changes.
Roxanne approaches.
You know you're not supposed to dry your metal-spiked capes in the microwave, and the Doom Syndicate.
What's Roxanne Ritchie doing here?
I assure you there's a completely evil explanation for this.
Megamind hurries to Roxanne.
We're waiting.
Yeah, so am I.
Roxanne is here at this moment, right now, before us, because she's agreed...
Yeah?
...to be my evil bride.
What?
They still think I'm evil and only pretending to be a hero. Play along!
Is this true?
More like too good to be true.
I can't believe you're with her. She got me fired from my weather reporting job.
You got yourself fired because you never got a forecast right. Not to mention turning evil and throwing lightning at everybody, Gale.
It's Lady Doppler now. And you two together. I don't buy it.
Behemoth disagrees. Behemoth always sees certain romantic tension between blue man and pretty lady.
Really?
Opposites attract, no? Like crepes and marmalade.
Can you guys excuse us? Need a quick word in the kitchen with my not-so-better half.
Roxanne flings a pastry.
Ow! I'll have you know those have a warm, fruit-filled center that could have left me horribly disfigured.
Why didn't you tell them the truth?
Tell them I'm really a hero? Are you crazy? There's four of them and only one of me. They'll pound me into a blue pulp, Roxanne!
They're going to find out eventually. Oh, and since when were you ever part of the Doom Syndicate?
Founding member, actually. I was cutting my evil teeth shortly after graduating from Villainschule.
You went to a Villainschule. I mean, school.
Really more of a mentorship program. Unfortunately, my evil professor and I had a falling out. He kind of went to pieces, literally.
Always learning new things about you.
So I recruited the very best of the worst.
A brain bot projects a video. A bank vault explodes.
With me as their handsome leader, the Doom Syndicate was the premier villain team. Man, those were good times. I mean, they were bad times that were good when I was bad. But eventually I realized I didn't like sharing the spotlight.
So you ditched them?
I told them I was working on an evil project, and that I'd signal them when I took over Metrocity, which they think I have. Until I can figure out a way to stop them, we must keep up evil appearances.
No, no, no way!
Come on, Roxanne, please.
No!
Please! And we're back.
So, you guys have any schemes? I mean, plans while you're in town?
No, but this guy does.
I'm not following.
We're here for phase two, silly.
Phase two?
What's a phase two?
Guess your boyfriend doesn't tell you everything. Megamind said when he took over Metro City, we'd all have a place in the next phase of his evil master plan.
Phase two is such a genius plan. I cannot wait to get started.
Yeah, that's actually one of the reasons why I agreed to evil marry him. I love a good phase two. But remind me again what this one is and what havoc it might wreak.
Would you give us a moment?
Relax, I never even bothered to finish phase two.
Let's roll!
What's the mad rush, guys? You just got here. Let's have some fun before jumping into evil business. Charades, anyone?
I say we break in Megamind City with a good old-fashioned crime spree.
Yeah!
I don't know, guys. Aren't we all a little above crime spreeing at this point?
No!
Look out, Metro City. Here comes the darkness.
Let's do this!
Away we go!
What a fun and totally preventable situation you've created. Please tell me you have a plan.
Oh, you better warn the mayor. Meanwhile, I'll try to keep the Doom Syndicate from destroying the entire city while thinking of a plan to keep them from doing my other plan. Make sense?
Yes, but only in the you're the one saying it sort of way.
Chum wears a bow tie.
You should know I'm a people non-person. I'm a self-starter, but also enjoy the collaborative process. I'm proficient in robotics, neuroscience, chemical engineering, death ray construction, bioengineering, and event planning. So anything in those areas.
Chum stands in a diner.
I'm looking for a toilet scrubber.
That's perfect! Another item off my bucket list! I won't let you down, new sir!
Chum shakes a man in an apron's hand. Megamind dodges a couple of cars as he bolts down a road. People flee an explosion. The Doom Syndicate marches down the road, blowing up cars as they go.
Today's forecast, frigid cold flurries and 100% chance of doom.
Lady Doppler shoots lightning into the sky and conjures a storm.
That's a thunderstorm, not a snowstorm.
Whatever, Mr. Nappy Nap.
Behemoth hungry.
Behemoth grabs a meatsicle cut out from a billboard and bites it.
It is just an advertisement, you silly rock monster.
Pierre Pressure glares. Behemoth turns to the ad, a fat smiling chef.
Flat man trick Behemoth!
He spits lava at the billboard and chucks the large meatsicle cutout. It impales the road as a cop cruiser rushes over.
Freeze! Police!
You're all under arrest!
Now, officers, wouldn't you rather just arrest yourselves?
I have the right to remain silent. Anything I say can and will be used against me in the court of law.
I have the right to a lawyer.
Sorry about all this, officers. We'll have a good chuckle when you snap out of it in a few hours.
The dark!
He throws a shadow mace.
The bedlam!
He flings a halberd.
The chaos! I feed on it.
Huh?
Nighty Knight turns and walks to a small vendor's booth. He looks at a teddy bear sitting inside. The villain smiles and takes the bear.
I will call you Mr. Cuddly Snuggles.
He cuddles it.
No one must know of our friendship.
He hides it.
Darkness.
Nighty Knight sprints after the others.
Brainbots, code, fix all the things the bad guys broke so I'm not legally or financially responsible.
Brainbots fly over. They carry away debris, sweep up shattered glass, repair cars, and fix the Mr. Minions Meatsicles billboard. Megamind runs away.
That handles that!
The Syndicate watches a TV on a building.
Metro's Defender, I award Megamind the key to our fair city.
If only your adoring public knew what we had in store for everyone!
They blow up the TV.
Yeah, for them!
The villains walk off.
Whoa! Those guys are no joke!
The TV falls off the building toward Keiko as she records with her phone. Megamind sprints to Keiko and tackles her out of the way.
Oh! Close one!
You again?
Megamind just saved yours truly from becoming a human vegan pancake. For more awesome saves, click like and subscribe. Oh, my followers are gonna love that. And you're much faster than you look. Maybe it's the boots.
Lightning blasts a car a block away. It ricochets off of a building.
You're gonna stop those guys, right?
Eventually. But right now, I'm deep undercover. They still think I'm a villain.
Cool. So you need my help. I'll take the volcano guy.
No, here's what you need to do. Use your super tween speed to run on home and watch cartoons.
I'm more useful than you think, you know.
The Doom Syndicate steps to the Metro City Bank.
Look at that. A bank just waiting to be robbed.
Let's see some of that old Megamind magic.
No thanks. I'm good.
Huh?
I mean, I'm not good. It's just important to keep up good appearances. Remember, they still think I'm a hero.
What is the point, huh? Phase 2 is just around the corner.
Robbing banks was like a ray of dark in your already pitch-black soul.
Oh, come on, please!
Fine, I'll do it. Even though this sort of bad is beneath me now.
Megamind steps to the entrance and pokes his head inside. He slips into the busy bank and shuts the doors.
Look, it's Megamind! The hero of Metro City!
Oh, no, please! Your applause really isn't necessary.
I can't wait to see their faces when they realize evil Megamind is back. Their sorrow will be delicious.
Their sorrow will be delicious.
That's what you sound like.
A few days ago, if you'd have come in, I'd be hiding under my desk. Such a relief to know you're on the good side now.
Megamind glances at the villains, watching through a window.
But no need to make a fuss. In fact, why don't you all go back to treating me like you did in the bad old days?
But that's when you were evil. You kept robbing us. That's not why you're here, is it?
I'm sorry, I have to do this.
But why?
Because it's
a safety drill.
Huh?
For MegaWatch, 500,000 viewers? We're making this for the kids at home so they know what to do in case a real villain comes into the bank. Right, Megamind?
Yes? I mean, yes! So let's just pretend it's like the old days. It'll be fun. Everyone, let's get those hands in the air. Come on, get them up!
Oh, goodness me!
Oh,
I get it!
Did I just save your butt? Feels like I just saved your butt!
Huh?
Just need a quick pic of the exact moment you realized you need me.
Keiko takes a selfie with Megamind.
I guess he is still a master villain. Not only is he robbing the place, he's stopping for selfies.
He hasn't lost a dark and twisted step.
I still think something's off about him.
You are just jealous. The man is a genius. After all, he left me in charge.
What are you talking about? He put me in charge.
He told Behemoth leader should go by height and girth.
Stay back! Stay back, I say! It certainly was good to work those old bank-robbing muscles again.
Okay, we need you to settle something. Who did you leave in charge of the Doom Syndicate?
Isn't it obvious? I chose the evilest and most qualified candidate.
Thank you!
Wait, huh?
At the mayor's office.
I'm getting calls from all over. People are seeing Megamind's running amok with a group of villains out there.
He's buying us time until he can figure out a way to stop them. Mr. Mayor, we have to trust him.
We're still cleaning up after the last time Megamind saved the city. I don't know what to do! Nobody told me marrying would be so hard. And I can't open my tummy medicine.
A woman with a clipboard opens a pill bottle.
Thank you, Christina.
Far be it from me to presume to tell you what to do, Mr. Mayor.
No, please, presume away. I got nothing.
Well, first, you need to notify law enforcement to pull back until Megamind can figure out what to do. Then get a hold of emergency services and have them stand by just in case things go wrong.
Right, got it.
He grabs a phone.
What did you say after first?
The mayor grins sheepishly. Megamind stands in his bedroom.
Oh, you wouldn't believe the day I had.
They wouldn't understand the new me. Not like you did, Chum.
He flips a picture of him and Chum.
But I guess that's all in the past. I'm defender of Metrocity now.
and I need to learn to handle these things on my own. But how do I take down 4 villains at once? Maybe I just need to sleep on this.
He lies on his bed.
What is that infernal racket?
Megamind rushes into the main room of his lair. He gapes at hundreds of people dancing and giant speakers lining the walls. A disco ball glitters above. Nighty Knight and Pierre Pressure dance on a colorful electronic pad.
What in the name of King Tut's cat collection is going on here?
Since we're launching Phase 2 tomorrow, we decided to throw a Metro City's going away party.
I didn't agree to that timeline. And where did all these people come from?
Don't worry. They're all dark and dangerous criminals.
Megamind pulls out his phone.
Hello?
I bought some time with the mayor. What's all that ruckus?
I'm the victim of an impromptu rager. Just a second, Roxanne. Sir, I'll have you know that is my special chair. Off now. Why aren't you using a coaster? I want everybody out of here.
Don't be the pooper of parties.
Besides, we texted some old friends who just broke out of prison. They should be here any minute.
Old friends?
The robbers in fish costumes enter.
Oh, no. The Go Fish Gang just walked in. If they tell the Syndicate I'm really a hero and not a villain pretending to be a hero, this could get ugly quick.
There he is.
Gotta go.
Attention, everyone. I said attention. There's something you all should know about your host.
Brainbot, lay down a sick beat.
Megamind.
Brainbots turn on the music.
Hey, what the?
Wish I didn't have to resort to this.
Megamind pumps his arms in the center of the dance pad. Smirking, Megamind points at the crowd as he bounces to the rhythm.
Hold on, you all should know, Megamind
has had no formal dance training. DJ, put another stanky groove in my pocket.
Behemoth taps a DJ table. The green robber tries to see through the crowd.
I'll take Megamind. You two get to that microphone and warn everybody.
Out of my way.
The Go Fish Gang push through the crowd. The green robber lunges at Megamind. Megamind leaps away, then lands in the splits.
Hey, we got a dance-off over here!
Megamind flashes a smile, then dodges the green robber's punches and kicks. Megamind weaves around the robber as he charges, making him bump into Nighty Knight. Megamind sidesteps the green robber, then sweeps his legs before hopping onto a table. He jumps off the robber's head and lands on the dance pad. The green robber attacks. Megamind jukes the robber and flips over him, making him fall. He runs off into the crowd.
Get back here! Go!
The robber sprints to a room. His eyes widen.
What the?
The green robber's face draws tight while he walks through the room, filled with mannequins shaped like Megamind, wearing different versions of his armor.
How many capes can one guy have?
He grabs a mannequin. He gets zapped from behind and turned into a cube.
4,987, but who's counting?
He puts the cube into his belt pouch.
One down, two to go.
Megamind runs back to the party, ray gun at the ready. He spots the other robbers stepping to a microphone on a stand. Megamind looks at the disco ball, then shoots it. The beams reflect off of it and hits the robbers, cubing them. He grabs one cube as a man kicks the other to a cup of spilled water on the floor. He grabs the cube just before it touches it.
Don't mind me. Just dropped a little plutonium.
Someone kicks it.
Blast you, Newton's laws of motion.
The cube lands on an ice bucket. Pierre Pressure scoops it up. Megamind slaps his cup.
You have dislodged my beverage.
Sorry, Pierre, but that ice cube's gone bad.
Lady Doppler sashays over and yanks Megamind away. Pierre mimes using a cup and placing ice in it. A neon sign on Chump's Diner reads, "The Greasy Spoon." The man in the apron serves a man a meager burger.
Order up.
Chum approaches with a plunger.
Woo! That was a battle! But I was once again victorious, new sir. By the way, do you have a few seconds to discuss some life-altering changes? Okay, I'll take your simmering silence as a yes. Firstly, my keen eye for detail has noticed that we only get two customers every day. Eccentric Eddie and his pet cockroach, Thaddeus. But what if we had more customers? Now I know what you're gonna say.
Jum, how can I increase my cash flow in this treacherous economy?
Well, while I was in my office just now, I came up with a few ideas. First, I'd recommend giving the place a good scrubbing. Latest market research shows people generally don't like sticking to chairs. Second, let's face it, the kitchen staff is horrendous, new sir.
I am the kitchen staff.
Oh. Which is a complete and utter waste. With your radiant personality, you should be out here with the customers. And the fully automated cooking system I've designed will allow you to fill this place with your unique brand of customer service sunshine. And finally, I propose a menu change. We need to specialize. And what's the one food everybody loves? Donuts!
Chum shoves a donut into his boss's mouth.
Say the word and I'll get started. You won't regret this, new sir.
Chum's boss smiles. Roxanne emerges from a doorway in Megamind's lair with a tray of muffins. She steps into the main room.
Megamind?
Megamind jolts.
What's going on?
This place is a wreck. Was there some kind of battle?
Just a dance, one. Can you turn off the music, please?
What music?
Oh, that can't be good. Did you make muffins?
Yeah, I'm trying new things.
Megamind bites one and gags. He spits it out.
Why are you mad at my taste buds?
I said I was trying new things.
Ugh, maybe I should use these on the Doom Syndicate.
Still don't have a plan, huh? Have you tried just telling them to leave?
If I tell them to leave, they'll ask why. And if I tell them why, they'll get mad. And when villains get mad, they break things. And the first thing they'll break is me. And me is one of my favorite things in the whole wide world.
Well, we have to think of something before they do whatever this Phase 2 thing is.
The problem is they're always together. I have to find a way to take them all out at once.
Last night, rock!
Roxanne's back. Yippee.
All right, muffins.
Well, now that we've celebrated...
Oh, that's nasty.
Now that we've celebrated Megamind's triumph, surely it's time for Phase 2.
Again, my evil hubby has so many amazing phases, I get confused. What exactly is Phase 2?
Okay, Phase 2 is an ingenious plan I had to launch Metrocity to the moon.
You're joking, right? How would that even work?
Simple evil genius physics, really.
A brain bot projects a diagram of the city.
An energy force field would entrap air and protect the populace from G-forces as rockets built beneath the city would carry it up to and safely land on the moon.
Roxanne glares.
Phase 2! Phase 2! Phase 2! Phase 2!
There we would establish an entire planet devoted to evil kind.
Yeah. Imagine all of us living together, always for eternity. Forever until the last star falls from the heavens. And beyond that, together. All of us, just me and my evil friends, living in infinite darkness.
Why do you have a teddy bear?
Give me back Mr. Cuddly Snuggles. There, there. It's gonna be okay.
Z, this is why no one thinks you are scary.
Teddy bears aren't scary. Yeah, they only eat hikers, idiot.
Getting back to this plan of yours, just curious because I am super into it. How would that even work? Just building the giant rockets under the city would take years.
They look at massive thrusters under the city.
Actually, it took 6 months. Construction moves pretty fast and you don't have to worry about silly permits and union lunch breaks. One of the advantages of being evil, I guess.
Excuse us, guys. I thought you said you never finished Phase 2.
Still needs a couple of coats of paint. Also, never totally satisfied with the decor.
Let's get in there and launch those suckers.
Yeah!
That'd be in the launch room.
Password error. Access denied.
Oh no, I've forgotten the password. Okay, plan's foiled. Time to go.
Hold it! You forgot the password?
thought it was my birthday. Guess not. That's so like me. Can we go now?
Actually, it's not like you. See? This is what I'm talking about. He's been acting out of character since we got here.
Pierre, Behemoth, Nighty Knight, and Mr. Cuddly Snuggles, I, Megamind.
How dare you imply I have character?
And who said you could use my favorite mug?
Don't forget, we've been waiting a long time for your plan here to come to fruition. I don't think you want to disappoint your old friends.
Yes, ominous warning noted.
How's this for ominous? Either we launch by the end of the day, or we level the city. Got it?
The villains enter an elevator.
Did you really forget the password?
Of course not. The password is THX8675309. It'd take an idiot to forget that.
We can't let them launch the city, and we can't let them destroy it. You have to do something.
Yes, I've been racking my brilliant mind to come up with a plan. Titan was just one villain. This is a whole syndicate of them. I can't beat them alone, Roxanne.
You don't have to. You have me, and you have Chum. You just need to be willing to ask for his help.
Oh, I should have never let him go. He's been by my side through bad and good, never once asking me for anything. Except for the parakeet. But again, they're poop machines, Roxanne.
Stay on topic.
Oh, you're right. I need to let Chum know I appreciate him. Not just as a colleague, but as a friend.
They stand in front of the diner, now a donut shop. A huge line extends from the door.
Chum's working here now?
They called me for a reference. It used to be a diner, but I don't remember it being so popular.
Just with the health department. And cockroaches.
Oh, vile creatures. I despise them more than button-down collars.
Okay. Guess I know what not to get you for your birthday. Excuse us.
I'll try my best. Name, please?
Megamind, Defender of Metrocity. I'm kind of a big deal.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Deal. Your name's not on the reservation list.
Reservations? For donuts?
We're not here to eat. There's an emergency.
Let me guess. A fashion one?
Excuse me?
Ma'am, you give me no choice but to assert my dominance upon you.
He flails against her casually held out hand.
Roxanne, it's no use. Clearly this hostess is trained in Krav Maga.
You guys having a little trouble?
How are you always around?
Us girls gotta have our secrets, am I right? Seriously, don't know how you guys survived this long without me.
Think you can do better?
Keiko Morita, Megawatch. You could let my friend in, or I could post a scathing review to my many followers mentioning the restaurant's cockroach infestation.
Nice try, but we don't have a cockroach infestation.
Thaddeus crawls on her. She flees.
Ew, she's touching it! Keiko's hand modeling career is over before it even started!
He's harmless. Just needed the distraction. Thanks, Eccentric Kitty. I owe you one.
Don't mention it, kid! I remember when this place used to be cool.
Keiko gives a thumbs up.
I don't approve of your methods, but you're starting to grow on me. Like a pleasant fungus.
Megamind leads Roxanne in.
Wow. They really cleaned this place up.
People sit at clean booths.
Then he said, crime, it's a hard halibut to break.
Previous sir.
Roxanne pushes Megamind to Chum.
What are you doing here?
Oh, Chum, what are the odds? Us running into each other at my favorite eatery that I've just walked into for the first time.
Roxanne slips out with a grin.
But I'm not really here for donuts.
Oh, but do try one, sir.
Megamind bites a donut.
Chum, I came in it. Oh, my stars, it's like a jamboree in my mouth.
But I came here to tell you something that's not easy for me to say. I want you to know I've always really appreciated...
Chum, good buddy!
Oh, new sir, this is my old boss, previous sir.
Pleasure to meet you. I go by Mr. Donut now. It was Chum's idea, and he's told me some pretty great things about you.
Guilty as charged, though a few were just indictments. Oh, wow. It looks like he's getting along rather well without me.
Chum is a dream come true. Business is booming. Check this out. Not only has he fully automated the kitchen...
Robot carts gather donuts from a conveyor belt.
But he also came up with the recipe for my secret glaze.
Megamind eats a donut from Mr. Donut.
Listen to me, kid. I know I was a bit of a grouch when you started.
You, new sir, no!
No, it's true. But I want you to know I appreciate everything you've done for me as a colleague. But more importantly, as a friend.
He and Chum hug. Megamind makes a face.
So, I got you something.
Your filthy, unwashed apron? But you cherish this.
And now, it's your filthy, unwashed apron.
Wow.
Mr. Donut hands Chum the apron and walks off. Megamind frowns heavily, then starts to step away.
You were about to tell me something, previous sir?
Yes, I wanted you to know...
Chum beams.
...that I'm too late. It's clear this is where you belong now. Just know, letting you go is the biggest regret of my soon-to-be short life.
Previous sir, are you in some kind of trouble?
It's not your concern anymore. Besides, it's nothing I can't not handle on my own. Goodbye, old friend.
Megamind moves to the door.
Just do me one favor. Be happy.
Megamind grabs a donut from the counter and leaves. He pops back in and takes an entire stack of donuts before walking out to Roxanne and Keiko.
Where's Chum?
He's where he truly belongs now. I can't put this off any longer. I have to stop the Doom Syndicate myself, even if it most certainly leads to my demise. Car!
What are you gonna do?
Hopefully come up with a really good idea. That's all I got.
Listen, you don't have to do this alone.
I'm the defender of Metrocity, Roxanne. If I don't look out for this place, who will?
Megamind drives off in his car.
But who's gonna look out for him?
Megamind enters his lair as the Syndicate watches TV.
Welcome to season 27 of Crab Cake Wars! Crustacean Devastation! Six culinary crab cakes enter the...
And where have you been?
Oh, just reminiscing about days gone by. Fragmented memories of the way we were.
What's he talking about?
Behemoth, get the picture.
Picture? That's the really good idea I was looking for, Behemoth. Since this is our last night on Earth, we should really get a picture of all of us, BrainBot 227. Everybody squeeze in tight. Come on, don't be shy. I really want to capture this moment.
Don't you want to be in it?
Maybe the next one. Come on, let's get some grimaces on those faces.
Ugh.
On a count of three, everyone say Port of Prison.
Three, two, one,
Port of Prison.
The brain bot traps them.
And boom goes your days of freedom. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
What's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on, you guys. Prison uniforms!
If this is a joke, it's not funny.
Not for you, but I'll be laughing your whole way back to prison.
Our patience is wearing thin.
You know what's gonna make you thin? Prison food. I could do these all day, so let's just cut to the chase. I'm really a good guy. A champion of justice. A hero!
No!
You watch your language in front of Behemoth!
I have been noticing Megamind acting strange lately. And not in a good dark way.
Whip!
Idiot! I've been saying that the entire time!
If Megamind really hero, why he not be honest and tell old evil friends?
Because you'd all destroy me. That's why you're locked safely in a... malfunctioning quarter prison?
The BrainBot short circuits. Megamind falls to the floor.
Man, I really got you guys. It's a prank, bros. Now who's hungry?
Oh, if it was a prank, then why are you sweating?
Sweating? Who's sweating?
Sweat trickles down his face.
Blast you, Sweatbead. Don't do this to me. Go back from whence you came.
Sweat hits the cubes in his belt pouch, releasing the Go Fish gang.
Attention, everyone! Megamind really is a hero! He's not pretending! And how did we get here?
Nice of you to pop in. Megamind's ours, but feel free to enjoy the show.
Get him!
Behemoth charges Megamind and knocks his ray gun from his hand before smacking him into a large machine.
Everything hurts!
Nighty-Night pins him to a pillar and makes a shadow axe.
Time to say nighty-night! See, guys, in the proper context, that name is frightening.
Megamind uses a flashlight to slice away the Nighty Knight's shadow arm and flees.
And where do you think you're going?
Pierre Pressure hypnotizes Megamind, then Lady Doppler levitates and flings him into a special chair. All of the villains close in on Megamind.
Special chair, eject!
He pulls a lever on the side of the chair, making it rocket out of the lair. Lady Doppler flies after him, shooting lightning.
Think you can just run away from your problem?
Lady Doppler fires a beam of lightning at the chair's back, blowing it up.
Ha! No more Megamind!
She descends to the other villains.
With its hero dead, Metro City belongs to us now. But maybe it's time we relocate it to a better neighborhood.
Mongolia?
The moon, Behemoth. I'm talking about the moon.
The full moon hangs in the sky. Megamind climbs out of the bay. He looks up at the charred remains of his chair.
Special chair. I failed you.
He looks back at the city.
I failed everyone.
Roxanne drives with Keiko in her news van down a road, surrounded by skyscrapers. Keiko eyes her phone.
Take a right here. Megamind's close.
How do you know that?
The fan club pin I gave him has a tracker in it.
That's pretty devious. You are his number one fan. This is kind of a sketchy neighborhood.
Going where the danger is part of our job. Besides, we've always got diplomacy.
Oh, did you learn that in school?
No, diplomacy is just what I call my bat.
Keiko, I think you're gonna fit in just fine.
Oh, stop the van!
Roxanne parks, then gets out with Keiko. Roxanne scans the area as she walks forward. She freezes. She removes a chunk of metal from Keiko's pin. She lifts it from the road.
Megamind.
Never heard of him.
Roxanne looks at a hooded figure sitting in an alley. She steps over and removes their hood, revealing Megamind with a big beard.
We've been looking for you all over the city. Wait, what's with the fake beard? You look like a sad blue wizard.
Obviously, I'm hiding. The city belongs to the Doom Syndicate now. Oh, here, I have one for you too. We can be beard buddies.
I don't want to be beard buddies. I want you to get off your butt and save the city. You're the only one who can.
Look, that's a nice sentiment, but I've made a new life here.
Yeah, the piles of trash really tie the alley together.
Thank you, Madam President. Wait, how did you two find me anyway?
Us girls gotta have our secrets.
Well, that's adorable, but there's no point. I gave the hero thing a shot. I can't protect this city. I failed.
Keiko kneels, resting her hand on her bat.
You didn't fail me.
What do you mean?
When I first moved to Metro City with my mom, I got teased a lot. My name, the way I dressed, the way I just say whatever's on my mind. I think being an outsider, people just assumed I was a bad kid. I started being what they expected of me, getting into fights, skipping class. But then you stopped Titan. It showed me maybe I don't have to live up to others' expectations. I just have to live up to my own. If a bad guy can become a hero, maybe so can a bad kid.
Must be disappointing to see your heroes such a fraidy cat.
No, shows you're smart. Because you have zero chance of defeating the Doom Syndicate on your own.
I thought you were my biggest fan.
I am, but I'm also a realist.
I'm both comforted and confused by this pep talk.
Look, putting aside your silly pride and admitting you need help is not weak. I think you'll find a true friend is with you no matter what.
You guys continue your gooey moment. I'm gonna go watch our six.
Keiko jogs off. Roxanne removes Megamind's fake beard.
This is a big no matter what.
You get our backs, we'll get yours.
Roxanne helps Megamind to his feet.
Okay, but I've got to find Chum. I'm gonna tell him I took him for granted. He's more than a lackey to me. He's a partner, a friend, and I'm gonna ask for his help.
You don't need to ask.
Chum? What are you doing here?
My work is done with Mr. Donut, but sir, my work is never done with you. Your constant state of chaos makes me feel as though I'm always needed.
You are, old chum. You are. After all,
What's a hero without his sidekick?
Sidekick? Really, sir? I can't tell you how long I've waited for this.
Diplomacy!
Keiko bashes Chum with her bat.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Chum. I didn't know it was you. Big fan, by the way.
Wonderful to meet you.
The darkness compels you to hit it harder.
Behemoth is hitting it harder.
Oh, how long is this gonna take?
This titanium plating is a formidable foe to our powers, but eventually we'll yield to the darkness as all things do.
In non-goth speak, please.
About an hour if we don't break for snacks.
A blueprint.
By my calculations, they should be able to break through the security door within the hour, if they don't break for snacks.
We need to draw the Doomsend to get away from those launch controls. A distraction. Something they hate with so much passion, it overrides their evil mission. But what?
Roxanne gestures to Megamind.
Right! With all the excitement, I forgot they want me dead. What luck!
There is a second entrance to the control room, the air vent. Can someone get in through there?
Oh, unfortunately, we made sure every inch of our lair's air conditioning system was protected by the very latest in evil weaponry. Chum and I prepared for every possible scenario.
Except you having to get back in yourselves.
Touche.
It's touche.
But we're not our old selves anymore. We're better. We're heroes now. And I know the new good uses can outthink the old bad uses. I can get through that air vent, sir. You can depend on me.
I have no doubt I can.
That leaves you and me to keep the bad guys busy. But how are we going to do that when they have all your toys?
They're half-wits. We're full-wits. I'm sure we can think of something if we all put our heads together.
Roxanne, Megamind, and Chum push their heads close.
Huh. We're one head short. Keiko, get in here.
Seriously?
Thought you wanted to be a member of the team.
Yeah. But just so I have this on the record, you and I have a deal. I help you, you train me to be a crime fighter.
You help me, I'll train you to be a crime fighter. You have my word, which is something I apparently have to keep now.
Keiko pushes her head to theirs.
Time to kick some Doom Syndicate booty.
Spoken like a true defender of Metro City.
This city doesn't need a defender. It needs defenders. But first, we're gonna want to make a supply run.
I know where we can go. Welcome to Everything City. 500,000 square feet with over 500 locations in all 50 states. Just like the commercial says, if the thing you're looking for is not at Everything City, it's not a thing.
Chum, set a course for savings.
They enter the giant store.
Welcome to Everything City.
We've got less than an hour to stop the Doom Syndicate, so stick to the list. We're not here to browse.
Chum pushes Megamind in a shopping cart through an aisle.
Everything City, where you feel like a king. We don't have it. It's not a thing.
No thermal lasers. No giant robot suits. No polarity reversers. Oh, nose hair clippers. Crisis averted.
Nighty Knight and Behemoth pound at the security door. Keiko throws plungers at Chum. He pulls a plunger from his tank head. Everyone zooms down the aisles. Roxanne steps out with her list.
That's just about everything. Now, just need tennis balls. All of them.
She and Keiko look at a colossal rack of tennis balls. Nighty Knight and Behemoth continue at the door. Megamind steps to a man at a desk.
Oh, excuse me. I'm looking for a parakeet. It's a gift of appreciation for a friend.
Oh, I've got just the one, sir. I give you Mephistopheles, the parakeet of the gods.
Ah.
Mephistopheles poops.
Oh, absolutely not.
Nighty Knight hacks at the door with a shadow axe as Behemoth punches it. They stop for snacks. They ravage the door. Megamind leads the others to check out.
How will you be paying today?
Set the creme brulee.
He ignites a blowtorch.
We'll put it on my card.
Oh, right. Paying for things. Whoever came up with that scheme is a real evil genius.
Nighty Knight dramatically strikes the door.
The darkness fades to light, and I have failed to breach the entrance. I have failed.
I have failed!
He sinks down and hits the door. It opens.
Good news, everyone. We're in.
It's about time.
They try to squeeze in and get stuck. They push through. Lady Doppler looks at a red button on a control panel.
Oh. Say what you will about Megamind, but he's always made things user-friendly.
Whoa, not so fast. Who said you could press it?
I'm the leader. Are we really gonna keep arguing this point?
We are.
We gotta figure this out if we're gonna live on the dark side of the moon together.
Hello. Let me guess. Leadership squabble?
Zombie Megamind.
Obviously, he's not dead, Rocks for Brains. But he is just in time to see us complete the job he wasn't evil enough to finish.
She pushes the button.
Launch sequence initiated. 5 minutes to ignition.
Perfect amount of time to bring you four to justice and still be able to microwave some puppet corn.
You really think you can go toe-to-toe with us alone?
Whoopsie, not alone. You lose.
Oh, it's Megamind's evil bride!
Not evil, not a bride. That was an act we decided on. Together, sorta.
But obviously there is some romantic tension between you two, no?
It's complicated.
Guys, do I have to villain-splain everything to you? They're obviously here to stop the lunch! Get him!
They rush out. Megamind and Roxanne wait outside.
Chum, Code, they're coming out!
Got it, sir.
Keiko cuts a large air vent in a wall with a laser.
Nose hair clippers, huh? Who knew?
They're industrial grade.
Code, I'm going in.
Code, good luck, and Code, try not to get zapped.
Chum walks down a winding air duct.
Okay, just gotta press the button and stop the launch. No need for alarm.
The alarm! Someone's breaking into the lair! Oh, right, that's me.
Four turrets pop from the walls and track Chum. Chum wildly shifts around and bolts forward. He freezes in front of a steep drop.
Okay, gotta time this right. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three!
He jumps down in the shaft as the turrets open fire. He clings to a wall with two plungers while the turrets fire on each other and explode. Chum climbs back up. Three brain bots fly toward him.
Intruder alert! Intruder alert!
Why did we have to be so thorough?
Chum flees. The syndicate runs outside.
Hey, where'd they go?
A tennis ball nails Lady Doppler's head.
What the?
Megamind holds a tennis ball launcher.
Now the ball is in our court! Get it?
Not bad, though I would have gone with tennis, anyone?
Megamind and Roxanne each fire their ball launchers, pummeling the villains.
Not the face!
You don't have a face!
Alright.
Stop moving around. I can't get a clean shot.
Tiny stings hurt, Behemoth.
Stand still, you giant baby. Playtime's over.
She gets hit.
Not sure we're going to beat these guys with sporting equipment.
We just need to buy Chum time. And if I know my ingenious little robot fish monkey, he should be cleverly slipping through the lair's defenses right about now.
Intruder alert! Intruder alert! Intruder alert!
Okay, relax. You got this. Think, Chum. Think!
Metal tendrils extending from the walls coil around Chum, and the brain bots train their guns on him. Chum hits a button in his tank head. He gets ejected and launched just before lasers blow up his robotic suit.
No! I'm gonna miss that body. It was my second favorite. Just have to hurry before I dry out.
Chum bounces through the duct. He stops and looks through a grate below him.
The launch button!
Chum drops through the grate into the security room. He lands by the control panel.
Almost there.
Well, well. Nice of you to flop in.
The Go Fish Gang grin.
Can I trouble you guys for a tank of dechlorinated water?
Preparing city to launch. 9.
The thrusters under the city activate. Immense energy barriers form a dome around a part of the city.
7.
Behemoth shields the villains from the volley of balls with his body. The dome closes.
6.
I thought Chum was supposed to stop it by now.
You know him, always waiting till the last second.
5. 4.
Megamind and Roxanne leap forward and shoot more balls.
3.
planes erupt from the thrusters.
One. Commencing. Launch.
There goes the last second.
A part of the city covered by a gargantuan energy dome rips out of the ground and starts to rocket up.
Gotta say, not a fan of Phase 2.
In theory, it was amazing. In practice, kinda horrifying.
And the hits keep on coming.
They run out of balls. They drop their launchers and run away.
We'll buy Cup more time if we split up.
Megamind's face hardens as he and Roxanne run away. Roxanne runs onto a street filled with people and parked cars.
Help! Out of my way! Midface!
What are we supposed to do now?
Where am I gonna go?
What's going on?
We're all doomed! Doomed!
Roxanne strides to the mayor.
Mr. Mayor, what's your plan?
I'm sorry! I didn't know I needed an actual plan for the city launching into space! Someone clearly needs to take charge!
That's supposed to be you!
I just remembered. I got a really important lunch meeting. Gotta go!
He flees. The crowd panics.
Everyone, please, try and calm down.
There's no contingency plan for this.
Somebody hold me!
Everyone, shut your pie holes! My girl's trying to save your butts, so listen up!
You got this.
Roxanne takes a megaphone from Keiko. People step to them.
Police, have your officers dissolve panic and steer people indoors or underground.
The cops hurry to their cruisers.
Paramedics, have ambulances ready. Also, be prepared to distribute air sickness pills in large quantities.
All for that. You already barfed twice.
And firefighters, I need the keys to that.
A group of firefighters turn to a fire truck. The city approaches the atmosphere. Megamind hides behind his car as the villains search the area.
Chum, the whole city's about to have a new zip code. You have to hit the cancel launch button.
Kind of busy at the moment, sir.
Yeah, busy getting turned into sushi.
I should warn you guys. I'm an expert in the aquatic arts. On guard!
The green robber lifts Chum. Chum bites him. The robber flails and hits the other two before losing his grip on Chum. Chum sails through the air, then lands on the orange robber's face. The robber wildly runs around and smacks into the other two, knocking them out. Chum drops onto the red button.
Ascent. Terminate.
The city stops and hovers. Megamind watches the energy dome open. Megamind taps his watch.
You did it, Chum!
The city plummets.
Oh no, you did it, Chum! The city's falling too fast! We have to try to...
Behemoth raises his car and throws it. Megamind crawls back.
This is the end of the line for you, Megamind!
You all do know we're plunging toward the Earth right now.
Do not try to confuse us with science!
Wait! As former leader of the Doom Syndicate, and according to evil custom, I claim my right to my own demise per the Villain Charter, Article 7, Paragraph 4. Huh? The article states that an outgoing evil leader can only be terminated by the new evil leader. So, which one of you is that again?
Guys, it's me!
You know it is.
I'm the darkest and the doomiest.
I am the clear choice. I have a ballet!
Behemoth wonder if we can put differences aside and find commonality in the ultimate vanquishing of arch foe.
The other villains trade looks.
He's getting away!
Make haste, my fellow Doom Slayers!
The Doom Syndicate chases Megamind. The city hurtles to Earth. The villains rush to a building site.
He's down here somewhere. I feel it in the black void of my soul.
Megamind hides behind lumber.
Chum, are you there? You have to get to the manual controls.
City descending.
No can do, sir. Lost my ball. No getting out of this one.
There's always a way out. Help is on the way, friend of friends. Polly 227?
Launch Operation Parakeet!
A robot parakeet, Polly 227, soars through the city. Polly circles around the building site, then glides past Megamind and through the frame of a building. Polly zooms through the air to Megamind's lair. Polly flies through the open air vent in the outer wall. It evades the rapid-fire laser shots of the brain bots. It snatches a mug from a box before speeding into the control room. It throws the water in the mug on Chum.
Oh.
Polly nuzzles Chum.
Sir, you made me my own brain bot pet parakeet?
Chum, meet Polly 227, a show of appreciation for all you mean to me.
I know you wanted a real one, but again, so much poop.
Oh, I love him, sir!
Polly flies Chum away.
Eternal darkness awaits you, Megamind.
What to do? What to do? Disguise generator!
He puts it on the villain.
I can smell your fear.
It smells like dark bacon.
Nighty Night transforms into Megamind.
Oh-ho! Look into my eyes and fall under my power, man of blue.
Pierre puts Nighty Night to sleep, then pushes him over.
Ha-ha! The badge of leadership is moi!
Don't pop the champagne just yet.
Pierre Pressure chases Megamind to a cement mixer. Megamind tips it, and liquid cement falls on the villain before drying.
This is impossible!
Solid!
Lightning hits the ground by his feet.
Reap the whirlwind, Megamind!
Lady Doppler blasts lightning at Megamind. He jumps away, and she blows up the cement mixer.
Not a whirlwind! Roxanne was right! You are terrible at weather!
Maybe so! But at least I'd still be around to enjoy it.
You, not so much.
He looks at a length of metal cable.
I guess you always were meant to be the leader, Lady Doppler.
I know, right?
But a word of advice.
He lassos the cable around her ankle just as she shoots lightning.
Stay grounded!
Her lightning hits the cable and travels to her ankle, electrocuting her. Lady Doppler drifts to the ground.
Oh, why are puns always so hard to avoid? Oh, I forgot all about you when I was on such a good roll.
Behemoth figure just wait until competition eliminated before squashing Blue Man.
That's actually a really good plan.
Behemoth appreciate compliment. I squish you now.
Hey, look over there!
Behemoth no fall for oldest trick in the...
The fire truck barrels into Behemoth. Roxanne gets out.
I'm sorry, was I interrupting something?
My hero.
They share warm smiles.
Behind you!
Nighty Night summons a giant shadow halberd.
How's this for scary? Leadership, here I come.
Hey, tall, dark, and trying too hard.
Keiko holds Megamind's gift.
What's that?
Either a paperweight or a flash grenade!
She bats it. Light bursts from it and evaporates Nighty Night's shadow body.
Nighty Night, Nighty Night.
Oh, guess it was a flash grenade.
You are 100% going up on my inspiration board.
The ground quakes.
No time for laurel resting. Let's go!
They run off. Monitors in the control room show the city falling.
Reaching terminal velocity.
The retro rocket lever is jammed! I can't do this alone!
Nor will you have to. This is a team effort.
Megamind, Chum, Roxanne, and Keiko pull hard on a lever.
We need more Mega Muscle!
Warning! Warning! Impact is imminent!
Ground's approaching fast!
Warning! Impact
almost
is imminent!
There.
Warning! Warning!
Just a little more!
Warning! Warning!
Polly lands on the lever, pushing it down. The thrusters activate. Just before the chunk of city crash lands, the chunk neatly returns to its spot in the greater city.
City landed. Thank you for flying with us.
Chum hops into a fishbowl Keiko holds.
You saved the city again, sir.
No, we did.
The team steps outside.
Sorry about your body, Chum.
That's okay. Still got a few spares in the closet.
A car parks nearby.
Oh, would you look at that? After the city's already saved, here comes the mayor to take all the credit.
Or he just wants to give me another award.
Award? After what you just did to the city?
Hardly a building damage this time. We're getting good at this.
Are you kidding? You put the city backwards!
Backwards!
Personally, I prefer a mountain view, but I'll put it back later.
Just so you know, we all risked our lives to save the city while you were cowering from your job.
Oh, you think you can do better?
I know I can.
Oh!
The mayor cowers, then walks to his car.
Okay.
Just sent you my resume.
Christine lowers her phone.
Mayor Roxanne Ritchie. I like the sound of that.
Roxanne and Megamind share big smiles. Words appear. One quick election later, a sea of people cheer outside the Capitol building. Polly flies over Megamind and Chum, kneeling in front of Roxanne, on top of the building as Keiko records them.
We are ready to do thy bidding, Your Majesty.
Okay, I'm the mayor now, not royalty.
Forgive us, Your Excellency.
Got the exclusive right here, Mega fans. Roxanne on the inside, Megamind, Chum, and yours truly on the outside.
And all of us working together to keep Metrocity safe from evil.
You're getting good at this hero thing.
You know, I think I finally learned the big difference between being a hero and being a villain.
What's that?
Bad guys look out for themselves. Heroes look out for each other. Together, we'll be unstoppable.
Keiko, if you'll do the honor.
Keiko turns on a big spotlight and projects a beam of light with an M symbol in it at the sky. Polly lands on Megamind's arm.
Evil has finally met its match.
Polly poops oil on him.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me!
The end. Not the end. The Doom Syndicate meets at a table.
I call this meeting to order.
As leader, I permit it.
No! Me, leader!
Behemoth slams his fist. A hole blows up in a wall.
I must say, I commend you all for your efforts against Megamind, but alas, you lack the proper leadership to get the job done.
Oh, really?
Lady Doppler shoots lightning at a cloud of dust. The lightning fires back at them all.
On second thought, maybe change is a good thing.
So glad you've come around. With my help, our blue friend will rue the day he betrayed evil.
What makes you think you can take down Megamind when we all couldn't?
Because I, Machiavellian, am the evil genius who taught Megamind everything he knows. And I promise, our blue friend will rue the day he betrayed evil!
A large clear capsule holding a holographic brain with different colored eyes floats to the Doom Syndicate. Credits roll. Now it's all cleaned up and fighting crime. A superhero that you stream online. It's Megamind. Oh, feels good to be good this time. It's Megamind. It's Megamind. Evil to us. Audio description by Point360, narrated by Zach Seidman. Logos: Creative BC, British Columbia, DreamWorks Animation Television.